This is Mishmash, a weekly conversation where we unjumble an important and sometimes under the radar statewide issue that affects you. Over 200 breathalyzers here in Michigan have been essentially recalled by the Michigan State Police because for more than a year now, they did not know whether they were calibrated correctly. And again, 200 breathalyzers, that is countless cases of drunk driving that are now in limbo here in Michigan.
Jake, this is really huge for Michigan, for communities across the state, not only because the data masters are sort of being called into question, but also because in the meantime, while MSP is trying to get this issue squared away, a lot of these law enforcement agencies are having to resort to blood tests in order to determine if someone was drinking and driving. This is really going to become a question of the use of taxpayer resources and taxpayer dollars. So when law enforcement has to rely completely on the blood test, that takes up a lot more time, which means that there's fewer officers on the road doing their policing. As Gus Burns, a reporter for MLive, pointed out in a piece, that this is going to mean that police will spend more time guarding and transporting suspects between hospitals and jails before booking. There's going to be postage costs. Hospital fees will rise as agencies mail blood samples to the state police forensic lab. This is something that, you know, really could end up taking up a lot of resources from our law enforcement now that that is, for the time being, the status quo.
That's just the process of testing itself, the equipment, the personnel, and the transport. That doesn't include what may turn into more investigations and probes into this. I actually spoke with a number of defense attorneys, and they all said independently the same thing, which is, right now, Michigan State Police is conducting its own investigation into this, but they are not the right agency to do that. We want an independent investigation into this. And of course, that means more time, more money. I spoke about this with Neil Rockhind, who is a defense attorney here in Southeast Michigan.
I would never allow one of my children to conduct an investigation into whether he or she, you know, did something wrong in my house. The idea that we're even having a conversation about whether it is appropriate to have the Michigan State Police conduct a criminal investigation of its own breath testing program and its own contractors is sort of ludicrous.
And Jake, this is an argument that we hear often whenever there's some sort of an agency that is doing an internal investigation. So what did the Michigan State Police say?
Well, they're saying we are committed to conducting a thorough and complete investigation, and if we find criminal acts occurred, we will pursue criminal charges against those responsible. So, in other words, they are not ready to step back and say someone externally should handle this. But this actually gets into a much bigger conversation about the independence of forensics in the state of Michigan. For many years, there have been critics of the way that the Michigan State Police conducts its forensics, saying that it is too close to both law enforcement and prosecutors and too close to the influence there, and that should be independent as well. So this opens up a whole can of worms that, again, we're talking about a fundamental conversation about law enforcement in this state and also the resources behind all of this.